From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Wheels are gonna rust if they don't turn enough. And so the story goes, hell, I've been one of those worn and faded by the rain.
Country singer Ashley Monroe isn't kidding around when she says she's onto something good these days. She's up for two Grammys right now, has worked with Vince Gill, Blake Shelton, Jack White, Miranda Lambert, and many more. The Knoxville native got to Nashville in her teens. Now she's three solo albums deep, two more as part of the Pistol Annies, and she's here with us today. This hour on Point, Nashville's Ashley Monroe. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. What do you want from Nashville country now? Music close to pop, an old school sound? What do you hear in Ashley Monroe? She's with us, and you can join us at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Pitchfork called Ashley Monroe's last album, Like a Rose, one of the best country albums of the decade. Her latest, The Blade, is up for a Grammy for Best Country Album. And she's up for a Grammy with Blake Shelton for Best Country Duo for their song, Lonely Tonight. Ashley Monroe in Nashville, welcome. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I have read you saying that you have a tough time writing an up-tempo song. You're doing pretty well with it behind us right here. What's the problem, Ashley?
That's like one. I wrote one in 2015, and there it is, onto something good. When I'm happy, I just want to go be happy, and it's when my heart gets heavy that I want to go grab a guitar or sit down and pour it all out.
You know, these days we think of country singers coming in from all over the place. Yes, of course, from Tennessee and Kentucky in the South, but, you know, maybe they're in from Australia, or maybe they're in from L.A., or maybe they sound like they are, even if they're from your neck of the woods. Yours was a car ride, I imagine, from Knoxville to Nashville. How old were you when you actually came to town?
I was 15. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and everything was great, wonderful. My mom and dad were happily married, and then he passed away of cancer when he was 40. So,
How old were you, Ashley?
I was 13. Mm-hmm. And, I just saw how life can just turn upside down in every way. And the constant thing always, even before he passed away, was music. I knew it. I didn't have a backup plan. I didn't have a plan at all. I just knew it in my heart. That's what I was born to do. So, we stayed in Knoxville, for like a year and a half after he passed, and it was a lot of chaos. And I said, you know what, Mom, let's go. Let's go to Nashville. We don't have anything to lose. We can start fresh. I'll write every day. I'll do whatever I have to do, and I'll take care of us, you know. And we did.
That's a pretty big thing to throw down as a 15-year-old.
I know. Looking back, I'm like, wow, that's really young.
But you had the music bug before that tragedy, and I'm sorry for that hit your family. I mean, I'm reading here, you were only 11 when you were over in Dolly Parton territory there at Pigeon Forge. I remember Pigeon Forge from many years ago. You were in some kind of contest there singing what?
Oh, Cowboy Sweetheart, Patsy Montana song. I taught myself how to yodel, which took like a couple months, which I'm sure my family was not thrilled at the sound of me learning how to yodel. But I figured it out, and I would enter these talent contests in Pigeon Forge, and I won one, and then they put me in the show. It was called Smoky Mountain Barn Theater, and I clogged, and I yodeled, of course, and just sang my heart out.
We want to hear a little
bit. It's my first job.
We want to hear the title song of your new album, but do you remember a couple lines from I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart?
Yes, but I won't do the yodeling part.
Okay,
because
okay.
My voice is a little raspy. Mm-hmm. Because I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and ride. There's the first two.
I'm trying to picture that. 11 years old at Pigeon Roost. I don't know how that is today. That's Dollywood country and all the rest. But it is. It was very quaint and wonderful years ago when my family, I think we went down in the station wagon for a vacation there and enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot. We're so happy to have you with us, and I think you've got your guitar, and you've got a song that really is turning heads off this new album, The Blade, title track. Tell us about the song, if you would, Ashley.
The Blade, actually, Vince Gill and Justin Niebank, who produced the record, and I had been in the studio kind of all year last year, and we thought we were done, and my manager at the time emailed me the song, The Blade, and I'd written all the songs on my record, but The Blade I didn't, and I listened to it and I just thought, wow, you know, I've never heard it put that way. And of all the songs out there, it's hard to find kind of a new idea and one that really cut so deep, no pun intended, but it did, you know, and I think we all have experienced that either by life or by somebody, you know.
The key line in there, things go badly wrong. Maybe it's a relationship breaks up or something else, but somebody catches it, life, by the handle. Somebody catches it by the blade. And someone deals with it all right, gets it easy, and someone gets it rough and raw.
Yeah. And isn't that always kind of how it is?
I hate to say maybe so. I think you've got your guitar there, and we'd love to hear it if you'd play it for us.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't know how to play the blade because I didn't write it.
Oh, well.
So I don't even know the chords, and I always have the band play it, and I just sing it.
Oh, of course.
I have a couple others, though.
Oh, we'll get to that. Forgive me. That's my mistake. We've got it queued up for us right here, the blade from Ashley Monroe.
For you, it's over. For me, it's not. I kept trying, and you just stopped.
Caught it by the handle, baby, and I caught it by the blade. It's a great tune. Mark Beeson, Alan Shamblin, Jamie Floyd writing there, and Ashley Monroe performing. Yeah, I guess we all know that feeling. But have you actually experienced that, where somebody else walks away unscathed and you go away hurting?
Oh, yeah. I surely have.
Where do you see yourself in the firmament of singers, maybe female singers in the Nashville scene? People talk about you being old school, old soul even. We'll come to that. But where do you see your sound in the range of sounds we hear out of Nashville these days?
You know, the thing about it is I've always sang ever since I was really little, and I always felt it and always kind of cried when I sang. And I don't know how to explain it. It's more than singing to me. I kind of go away when I'm singing, you know, so... Of course, people say, you know, you sound like Glenn Womack, you sound like Dolly, you sound like Alison Krauss, and all those are amazing comparisons, but I don't even know half the time. I just close my eyes and start singing, and that's what comes out. And, you know, I think it's in my bloodline. Being from East Tennessee, there's a lot of that mountain soul, I guess, in me, and I've kind of always known it.
We hear a little bit on the Dolly Parton front. I mean, she's from East Tennessee as well, right?
Yeah.
And that lilt, is that native from just growing up and a pattern of speech there? Or when you sing, is that deliberate, that little, I don't, maybe there's a word for it, but it's that little kind of quaver, waver lilt in the delivery.
No, it's not deliberate. I just, like I said, I'm not even thinking when I'm singing. But it is kind of like that. And, you know, Vince has talked to me about it too, about, you know, Vince kind of has that too, that, I don't know what the word is when he sings high. And, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. It's the only thing I can do is sing and write. So,
well, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And we like it. Let's hear it up against a well-known voice in country right now. Your other Grammy that you're up for this year for the duo performance with Blake Shelton. Bring Back the Sunshine is the album. Lonely Tonight is the song. Lonely Tonight, also up for a Grammy for Best Country Duo or Group Performance there. My guest, Ashley Monroe and Blake Shelton. Does it change your performance when you are in that duet? Does it change the way you, I don't know, open up?
Yes, because, like for that song, I kind of needed a belt, you know, and that's not natural for me to belt, so yeah. I had to channel kind of my inner Celine Dion. Who I also love. I listen to all kinds of music. I'm real country, but I listen to anything from Eminem to Emmylou, I always say. But Yeah, so I was like, all right, Ashley,
so
sing it.
So how does that work? Because listening to your new album, you're not a natural belter, or it's not where you gravitate.
And yet, yeah, it's not what I naturally do.
So who decided, well, let's put Blake and Ashley on this, and he's going to belt, you know that.
Yeah. Blake actually asked me. Blake found this song, and he was almost done with his record, Bringing Back the Sunshine, and he texted and said, hey, I've got this song. I want you to sing on it with me, you know. My album was about to come out, and I think he wanted to help push that, too, and just wanted to sing a song together. So he said, but don't do it if you don't like it. And I was like, oh, crap, you know, I hope I like it. But he emailed it to me, and I did. So I said, all right, let's go. But we always had a joke at the end, or kind of a race of who could hold that note out the longest. And he normally won by, like, 1 second.
I like to picture that, and I can see that. That sounds like a very Nashville-style competition. Of course, you, tight with Miranda Lambert, no longer together, but maybe that was part of the web of circumstance that brought you together as well. We'll look at that and a lot more. Ashley Monroe is with us from Nashville. She's nominated for 2 Grammys this year. Her album, The Blade, for Best Country Album of the Year. Also for Best Country Duo Group Performance for Lonely Tonight. We just heard there with Blake Shelton. This is Bombshell off of the album, The Blade. You can join us this hour. Do you follow Ashley Monroe? How do you like your country music these days? Close to pop or more old school? Can you hear a little Dolly Parton lilt in Ashley Monroe's delivery? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. She's got her guitar in Nashville. I think she'll play for us. Ashley Monroe, we're so glad you're here. Please stand by. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Talking this hour with old school, old soul maybe, country music singer-songwriter Ashley Monroe. She's up for 2 Grammys for Best Country Album, The Blade, and Best Country Duo with Blake Shelton. And she is with us today from Nashville. Behind us right here, Weight of the Load from her latest album, The Blade, written alongside Vince Gill, who's worked with her a lot. You can join us this hour. How do you like, how do you want your country music these days? More old school, closer to pop? Have you been there with the blade issue in a breakup where somebody else caught it by the handle and you caught it by the blade? Do you appreciate the straightforward storytelling of country music? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Laura writes to us on Twitter, Ashley, that she still wants to hear you yodel one day. Maybe we'll get you there in this hour. I don't know.
Yes, maybe. Maybe. Practice.
Okay.
Practice a couple weeks. I'll give it a whirl.
We've got calls for you. Rick in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on with Ashley Monroe. Thank you for calling, Rick.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just was kind of curious. You know, you were talking about starting out in Dollywood, and I was thinking, you know, a lot of singers start out like at church and stuff like that, but there seems to be, at schools are cutting back on their arts program. Where do you see, like, opportunities for the young kids? Where are the, for lack of a better term, where are the incubators for young talent?
I don't know. I think I always encourage young people to write, even if they're just writing things down. And, you know, you hear little kids singing all the time. It's such good therapy, and I think it's so important to keep music in school. I mean, my gosh, it's so good for the kids. And I don't know, maybe when I have kids, I'm just going to say, hey, write down your feelings, or, you know, hum a song, or just encourage that, just so they're singing, just so they are hearing music and they know they can do it.
But describe for us how it actually works. I mean, if you don't just sail into this, like, I don't know, let's say Carrie Underwood off of American mm-hmm. Idol. You know, yours was more like sort of from the ground up. You drive in from Knoxville, you're 15 years old. I'm reading here, you're just like begging to get up on stage and sing with people at clubs in Nashville.
Yeah.
Is that the incubator? Is that a common path just to show up and try?
it's also different these days. It's when I first came to town, because I didn't know anybody, you know, and mm-hmm. but I knew I had a gift. And I think that's a good thing, too, is to be confident, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it takes confidence to walk into a bar and say, hey, can you play, you know, I think I used to have them play Rocky Top, Kia C, When Will I Be
Loved? And I'll sing it.
Yeah, and I'll sing it. And they would say, can you sing? And I would say, yes. And it's almost like I just, and I don't think I even do that now, you know, I was a little brave, but you got, you know, to really want it, you start to find ways. And then Nashville's such a cool town. Once you know somebody else, they can introduce you to somebody else, especially if you leave a good impression. So I always, you know, made sure that I did my best no matter where I was. So you know, I could be heard, because you just never know. And there are so many singers.
I want to learn more about that path. Let's listen to a little more of your work as we do here. This is from Satisfied. This is 2009 album, and it was a little bit of a struggle getting it into circulation. Satisfied, album of the same name, debut album. Here we go.
I want him, but he don't want me. He wants somebody else that I can't be. And she's got a man that she wants to leave, 'cause he can't seem to make her happy. Does it have to be wrong to make it feel right? Tell me why.
Ashley Moore on her first album, Satisfied. John in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You're on with Ashley in Nashville.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ashley. I'm a huge country fan. I shifted from classical music to country, and it's about all I listen to today. I think that what goes on country radio, the commercial radio, is pretty bad in the main, and I adore the old-time music, not so old-time, that's carried on, say, by Alan Jackson and your friend Vince Gill. I'd like to ask Ashley, who among the current stars or artists do you feel represents the tradition that made country great?
I think Miranda. I think Casey. I think Chris Stapleton. I think Brandi Clark. And those are just, I mean, there's a lot more up and coming. But I really think that things are starting to shift, you know, in a more traditional way. And I mean, music's never stayed the same. You know, country music's went through all kinds of waves. You know, it was really pop in the 90s, and it went really country. And I think that the wave of the more traditional sounding stuff is coming through.
Casey Musgrave, Miranda Lambert. John, are you still there? May I ask you why and how you made that transition from classical to country? What instigated that?
I think at the gym where I work out, I don't like ESPN or CNN on television, and I stumbled upon country music television in the mid-90s. And I thought the craftsmanship of the music is terrific. The songs are great. The lyrics are great. And what's more, my kids were young then, and I could play it when they were in the car. In contrast to MTV, which is either nihilistic or the lyrics consist of anger, and besides, the music is very ugly. So I just fell in love with it, and have really made it my main musical interest.
That's wild. That's awesome. I mean, as if there's not enough craftsmanship for you in Bach or Mahler or whatever it was, John, before.
Well, that too. I must tell you that the BSO sends these questionnaires, these surveys about what other music do you like aside from Bartok. And I write in Merle Haggard, and I think they must think it's a joke, but I'm damn serious about it.
I like that. Hey, if music moves you, I'll listen to it.
Ashley Monroe seconds you on that front. John, I appreciate your call. One more right here, David in Pocatello, Idaho. David, you're on with Ashley Monroe.
Hey, thank you. Well, your question was what you like about country music, mm-hmm. and I like the country in country music. Mm-hmm. I like where there's a bit of geography, not just in the lyrics, but in the accent. Like in Texas, you hear them swallow out the syllables. And then you'll hear the accordion in Cajun country.
Yeah.
And that East Tennessee vibrato. My wife's a West Virginia girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something to hear that mountain music, Vince Gill and the bluegrass. And I used to travel all over America as a truck driver. I don't do that anymore. But it gives me a real feeling of country, a pride of place, sweetness. I love it. I just... You know, if you feel like you're coming home, and with country music, the whole country is your home.
Dave, I'm so glad for your call. That sense of place, it really is nice to have there. I'm glad you raised it just now, because Ashley Monroe has a song for us, which is about, yeah, it's about place, and how you may love a place, but you may not be entirely sold on a place either. It's a song off her new album, The Blade, called Dixie, and there's some, it's all about place, but there's also some real ambivalence in it about place, about the,
yeah.
I guess, the south of your life and youth, Ashley.
Yeah, I wrote this song with a group named Striking Matches, and they're wonderful. But I've always loved old-time melodies, and when you say I'm old soul, I always joke, kind of, and say I used to be a 90-year-old man who worked on trains, because when I first started writing, all these songs came out that were, like, from that point of view, and I really knew nothing about it. Anyway, this is kind of what I think that might have been inspired by, too.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to sing it now?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's called Dixie.
If I ever get out of Dixie, I'm gonna buy me some brand new shoes. I'm gonna have somebody shine them up soon as I pay my dues. If I ever get out of Tennessee, I'll need this dust and dirt. I'm gonna live my life like a high and mighty, gonna get what I deserve. When I cross that line, man, I'll sing a brand new song. Instead of sitting here by the railroad tracks whistling Dixie all day long. I'm so tired of praying, paying for my sins. Lord, get me out of Dixie land. In Jesus' name, amen. It was the mines that killed my daddy. It was the law that killed my man. It was a Bible belt that whipped me when I broke the fifth command. Now, I don't hate the weather, no. I don't hate the land. But if I had it my way, I'd never see this place again. When I cross that line, man, I'll sing a brand new song. Instead of sitting here by the railroad tracks whistling Dixie all day long. I'm so tired of praying, paying for my sins. Lord, get me out of Dixie land. In Jesus' name, amen. When I tread out of these parts, look me up on the other side. Cause I'll be damned if I go down in Dixie when I die. Yeah, I'll be damned if I go down in Dixie when I die.
Ashley Monroe, live with us from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for doing that live. That just sounded terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. There's a discipline in hitting those notes. Those are subtle notes, some of those.
I know.
I'm sure you do. And you hit them square on. I just love
well,
it. It's great.
Thank you.
It's great. Robert in Columbus, Georgia, you're on with Ashley Monroe.
Hi. I'm a big fan of country music. Been a big fan ever since I came south in the Air Force. And I really like the old style of country and western music as represented by Miss Ashley Moore and...
Monroe.
Miss Monroe and Patsy Cline and Carrie Underwood. Those are some of my favorite singers. And I think that I love the lilt. It was just called the lilt. And to me, that's the blues. That's what I call it, the blues.
Yeah.
And it goes to show that the blues is such a universal language. You know, you tend to say, well, you know, the white blues or the black blues or whatever, but it's just something that says that you feel when you hear somebody singing that says, yeah, I've been there and I've done that too.
Yeah.
And thank
you're
you.
Right. That's awesome. That's so true.
Robert, that's a terrific observation, and I'm so glad you share it. How about the blues? Do you feel close to the blues even when you're singing country? The spirit of it. We know just what Robert's talking about as he describes there.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes, I do. And I love the blues because of that. I love anything I can feel, and I think that that's all of blues. I love how he put that. That's so true. You feel it, and other people feel it, you know? And it almost hurts. It's almost like you're bleeding it.
And we heard it in Dixie right there. I wonder, when you are dealing with people who are producing records with you or advising you, I don't know if you have people who are sort of your mentor or even like a coach in this world, are they steering you toward one sound or another, saying, hey, Ashley, if you want more radio play, you need to sound more, you know, poppy? Or do they say, no, this is you. You've got to go with what you are. How does that work?
They say this is you. You got to go with who you are because they know I'm not going to change probably too. But, you know, I've been really fortunate. Warner Brothers has, you know, let me make the records that, you know, I want to make. And I can't change the way I sing. And I don't sing anything I don't feel, and I happen to feel and sing and write country music, so, you know, it's kind of obvious what I should do, but I know you
hang out with Taylor Swift sometimes, and she's, you know, started kind of there and gone right on over, and she's not the only one to pop
land. She's awesome. Like, I love that everybody, I mean, it's so funny because people say, what do you think about, you know, pop? And it's like, oh my gosh, I love pop. I love all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. Again, anything that's good. And that means something, or that, you know, Taylor Swift is one of the best writers ever. I mean, she's an amazing writer. I haven't seen her in years, but we wrote a song way back in the day, and she's really great. And so I love pop music, you know, as well. I just know what I personally do, and, you know, I can't make my voice something not, or
Mark,
my soul.
Let's get Mark in here from Dothan, Alabama. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. How you doing today? And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Just want to comment. I was born and raised in Michigan, and I've been listening to music all my life. I'm a guitarist. And I just got to say that was haunting to hear her voice. It reminded me of Dolly Parton when I was a little boy in my mama's car.
Oh, that makes
me
happy.
Thank her and you for your talent and the music. It's so good.
Awesome. Thank you. That's very kind.
Appreciate your call, Mark. Do you feel that connection geographically or in sound a little bit? We've had Dolly on the show, and I know she's been in touch with you one time or another over your career. Can you feel a kind of a musical connection with her?
I do, because I feel that lonesome that she has in her voice when she sings. I feel that same feeling, and there's something about the Smoky Mountains. You know, I grew up 30 minutes away from the Smoky Mountains. She grew up in Sevierville, but there's something about it. I can't, you know, you just can't put your finger on it. But when that's running through your blood, there's this kind of lonesome. And I know that she knows that she has a gift. And I know that she followed her heart. And I know what she's feeling when she's singing, because I feel the same thing. So, yeah, in a way, I do feel like we're kind of kindred spirits. She's bigger in areas.
things came out all right. We're going to go out of this segment with Like a Rose off of your 2013 album by the same name, written by you and Guy Clark and John Randall. And the lyrics, let me hear a bit of them here. I was only 13 when Daddy died. That's too true in Ashley Winrow's case. Mama started drinking. My brother just quit trying. I'm still bouncing back. Heaven only knows how I came out like a rose. Ashley Winrow is with us from Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to hear more music live from her there. Ashley, it's so great to have you with us. Listeners, you can join us in this hour. Do you appreciate the straightforward storytelling of country music? What's your question on what it's like now making it as a woman in Nashville? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. She's up for 2 Grammys. Best Country Album of the Year, Best Country Duo Group with Blake Shelton. And we'll be right back with her, Ashley Winrow. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Here, it's been a long, hard road, and
and I came out like a rose.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
You look pretty in your fancy dress, but I detect unhappiness. You never speak, so I have to guess you're not free.
Ashley Monroe is with us today. There she is with Ricky Skaggs in Old Enough by the Raconteurs, featuring Ricky and Ashley off the 2008 album Consolers of the Lonely. It's kind of an old school, old soul, country music singer, songwriter, up for two Grammys this year. Best Album of the Year, The Blade, and up for Best Country Duo Group Performance with Blake Shelton, the single Lonely Tonight. You can join us. Do you wish Ashley Monroe would go the Taylor Swift path to pop land, a pop sound? Could she? Should she? Do you hear, respond to the straight-ahead old soul sound here? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Ashley Monroe is live with us from Nashville with her guitar in hand, and we're going to hear more direct from her. Ashley, listeners for you as well. Lance in Nashville. Lance, you're on the air with Ashley Monroe. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Okay.
I just had a couple quick questions for her. And just tell her it was so refreshing to hear somebody our age is still keeping true to the roots of country music. But a male singer, new male singer out, Mo Pitney, I just wanted her opinion on a guy like that that's actually keeping it in the same aspects as she's doing.
You're out of my expertise there. Help me out, Ashley.
You know, I don't know Mo Pitney. Is it Mo Pitney?
Mo Pitney.
I don't know him yet.
And what would you say, Lance? What would you say about him, Lance? What
makes
you? Is he old school? Yeah.
He just got an old school voice. He sings like Keith Whitley. He's just a man that can sing. He's a young kid, about 22, and I figured she might know of him and just give me an opinion. I just wanted to say that she keeps it in the same roots as he does, and you may want to check him out then.
Well, I'm glad you like that kind of music, and I will check him out. Thank you. I love finding new artists.
What makes it old school, Ashley? How do you put it into words?
There's something in the feeling. Same thing. Like I said, it's there's something in the feeling of it that reminds you of that country music that you used to listen to. That just, not to say you can't grow or you can't change or you can't be fresh at the same time. You know, I don't think history should repeat itself over and over, but I think that it should keep that element of honesty and storytelling and even in the vocals. You know, just singing from your gut.
Is it country to me? Is it a simpler, more spare instrumentation as well that gives it some of that sound?
It can. You know, my Like a Rose album was more like stripped down, and The Blade was a little more, had some more instruments on it, and I like both of that. Like I said, I try not to overthink music too much because I overthink everything else in my life. So when music feels right, or when I get chills, we call it the chill factor, then I just let it go and say, all right, this is how it should be. But as long as I feel it, then we're good.
What about doing it these days as a woman up against what it's like to do it as a man, to break in, to make it? There's been a lot of talk about that out of Nashville in recent years, and a lot more radio play, as you well know, for men than women. Advice from some prominent people in the business to put men out front. Men should be the lettuce in the salad and women the tomatoes was the thing that got everybody firestorm not so long ago. How's it feel to be out there as a young woman doing it and look at the ratio of male to female play on the radio?
You know, I agree. I wish women were played more, but I also don't like everything that women put out. I don't like everything that men put out. I'm all for like good music. So if I want to play Chris Stapleton, who is very much not a woman, you know, so it's there's a balance there. And again, I think that goes through cycles as well. Kind of when women are on top, you know, there's Shania Faith, there was all these women on top, and then men kind of came back. And I don't know. I feel like it's kind of always been that way. I'm a really strong woman. I don't back down to men. I'm not, you know, intimidated by men. I think it's because I did lose my dad early on. I really had to buck up you know, early on and realized, all right, I can do the same things, or I can, you know, I don't need a man. I can figure it out. And doesn't mean I hate him at all. I love him. So I hate to do the thing of, oh, women should get this, because I just think I'm just rooting for good, good music.
You have, of course, performed with Miranda Lambert and Angelina Presley.
Yes.
As the Pistol Annies over the years. How did that come together?
You know, let's see here. Miranda and I have known each other since we were both, I was on Columbia and she was on Epic. Mm-hmm. So it was before even, it was a long time ago. It's almost been, I think, 10 years. I heard her Kerosene record and I loved it. So we became really good friends and she heard my Satisfied record and it was like sisterhood. So fast forward, and in 2011, Miranda and I went on a camping trip, and it was just her and I and two of her dogs and an Airstream. And we just set out, and we wrote these songs. We wrote Bad Example, and we wrote Boys from the South, and we wrote Beige. And we were so excited. They just kept pouring out, but we couldn't figure out. I was like, are these for you, like for your record? And she's like, I don't know. Are they for you? And I'm like, I don't know. So anyway, we were just sitting on the couch one night after we wrote, and it just popped in my mind. I just saw it, Angelina. And I had known Angelina for a couple years here in Nashville and was just blown away by her. She's one of the best songwriters that there is. And I just said, hey, have you heard Angelina's record? And she hadn't. I played it for her. We called Angelina right then. It was like 2 in the morning. And we're like, hey, do you want to be in a girl band? Because it was that powerful. We knew that was the answer for those songs and that we needed to do that. So 2 weeks later, she met Angelina. And about 2 weeks after that, we wrote Hell on Heels.
Hell on Heels. What a great title. We've got a little bit. 2011, Miranda Lambert, Angelina Presley, and our Ashley Monroe with Hell on Heels. Ashley Monroe in the Pistol Annies with Hell on Heels. The great lyrics, and they're going to have it all, going to take it all. Kevin Kevin in Atlanta, Georgia. Kevin, you're on the air with Ashley Monroe.
Hi. You talk about storytelling through music. Have you considered reaching out to like a Stephen Stills, Jackson Brown, or even a Don Henley to kind of expand your stories?
Well, actually, Don Henley and I know each other. I sang with him on Austin City Limits, and also sang on his latest record. So he and I are buddies now. And what I was actually listening to Boys of Summer last night. It came randomly on, but what a songwriter. I'm so inspired by those people. I listen to Jackson Brown's Sky Blue and Black. I listen to that all the time just to like remind myself how good a song needs to be. I mean, those are amazing stories.
Already there, Kevin. You're thinking down the same
track. Yeah, I'm on it, Kevin. We're on the same page, though.
Right. While we've got the time, I'd love if you played one more for us off the new album, up for a Grammy, The Blade. I think you've got, If the Devil Don't Want Me.
Yes, I actually wrote this with Chris Stapleton and Jesse Alexander, and we wrote this song and Winning Streak, which is also on The Blade on the same day, but it's just one of them country ones that I love.
If the devil don't want me, where the hell do I go?
Mm-hmm.
Sing it for us.
Amen. Okay. I'm out walking in dark valleys, searching for shadows in dark alleys. Well, you were my heaven, you were my home, so what am I supposed to do when heaven is gone? If the devil don't want me, where the hell do I
go. If I can't see the light in the neon glow, if there ain't enough whiskey to kill a fire in my soul, if the devil don't want me, then where the hell do I go? I've heard stories about honky-tonk angels picking up pieces of broken strangers. Well, I'm at rock bottom with a smoking sin, but when the party is over, then I'm lonely again. If the devil don't want me, then where the hell do I go? If I can't see the light in the neon glow, if there ain't enough whiskey to kill a fire in my soul, if the devil don't want me, then where the hell do I go? No, there ain't enough kill the fire in my soul. If the devil don't want me, then where the hell do I go?
Ashley Monroe, live from Nashville for On Point there with If the Devil Don't Want Me. You want to know why this album is up for Grammy for the Best Country Album of the Year? You hear it right there in her voice live with us. Thank you so much, Ashley. That was really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Really beautiful. John in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. You're on the air with Ashley Monroe.
Hey, Tom. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
I'm a jeweler. I design and make jewelry, and a lot of times my best designs come at night when I'm dreaming. I dream the design. And then the next day I wake up and I have to kind of work through it, you know, kind of make it become life. And I was wondering if you did that in your writing.
Yes, I do. And that's awesome because that's a different expression of art. That's amazing that comes to you at night. I do, actually, when I'm not thinking about it, a lot of times my best songs do come in the middle of the night. And I do a thing, and I don't know if you do this, maybe you can remember in the morning, but a lot of times I can't. You know, I'll wake up at 2 and I'll hear all these lyrics and I'm so sleepy and I'll fight it and I'll say, no, I'll remember it tomorrow. And then too many times I've not remembered. So now if it comes, I just get out of bed and write it down or at least record it so it doesn't go away. But it seems like when you're not thinking about it, you know, they come to you like a little gift.
You know, I don't know about you, but for me, just the vision of John, a jeweler, dreaming diamonds in the night on Pawleys Island in South Carolina. There's
I know,
a song
that's so
in there.
Cool. There is. I agree. That's a beautiful story.
It's beautiful right there. John, thank you. That's almost like another song on our playlist here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Muhammad in Dearborn, Michigan. Muhammad, thank you very much for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to compliment Ashley. She's got a real sincere voice. And she should stay in her comfort zone.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I agree. I'm not about my voice, but I should stay in my comfort zone. Music's so special. It's anytime I feel uncomfortable doing it, then it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, we hope you do too. Mm-hmm. If the devil don't want me, it's so nice and slow. Who made that decision? Is that how you originally conceived it? Did you slow it down, speed it up, play with it? I love that slow tempo.
You know, I had a title called Winning Streak, which, like I said, is on the album. So we started writing that. There's a line in it that goes, hey, hey, I'm on a road, going as low can go. A damned old devil won't buy my soul. So we said that. And then another light bulb went off and we're like, devil, even the devil don't want you, man. Like, you know, even the devil won't buy your soul. So since that, we finished Winning Streak and I was like, all right, let's make this one, you know, stone cold. You know, we got an up-tempo one. That's what everybody wants. And so then we wrote If the Devil Don't Want Me on the same day. Kind of all stemmed from Damned Old Devil Won't Buy My Soul line.
All right, Pigeon Forge girl. We've let you warm up your voice. We want a little yodel from you. Do you have one in you?
No, you are so tricky. Look at you. No, but I gave you little yodel when I was singing. You could hear how it could
go up. Is tremolo the same as yodel? I don't know.
I was 11 and 13. Whew, I've made a lot of bad choices. Now I'm 29.
Clogs.
Things change.
Okay, no more clogs and yodel?
No, I can still clog.
Okay.
If you could see me, I would clog. But
we'd like to hear you clog a little sometime.
Okay, get me some clogging shoes.
Listen, now that we know you, we're going to root for you at the Grammys. And congratulations on your nominations already. That's pretty great all by itself.
It sure is. I'm very thankful.
Ashley Monroe with us today from Nashville, Tennessee. Her album is The Blade. She's up for 2 Grammys, Best Country Album of the Year, and Best Country Duo Group with Blake Shelton for Lonely Tonight. Ashley, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. This has been awesome.
Ashley Monroe, we're going to go out with I'm Good at Leaving off The Blade. You can continue this conversation, get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. Big thanks to Ashley Monroe, live with her guitar there in Nashville. This is On Point.